Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. In this and future episodes released on Fridays of each week, you will hear from other entrepreneurs, creators, and personal growth leaders through interviews and summaries of personal development books, strategies, tools, and ideas that can help you transform your mind and body from the inside out, so you can truly, truly live the life you desire. Hello, welcome to another episode of Positive Solutions for Life. Today's guest is Bailey Korzak. Bailey isn't just your average relationship coach. She's a communication expert, speaker, and fierce mother of four. She has over two decades of empowering women to embrace their raw, authentic selves and forge deeply fulfilling relationships. Bailey is an international retreat facilitator and founder of Find Her Fire. Her mission is to shatter societal norms and guide women on a journey of self-discovery, love, and liberation through her innovative approach to body-focused healing. Bailey facilitates profound transformations, unearthing hidden desires, and fostering rapid personal and relational growth by inviting her clients to trust every facet of their being, embrace their desires, and awaken their inner magnetic spirit. Welcome to the podcast, Bailey.
Thank you, Peggy. Thank you for having me. It's so nice to be here.
Can you first start the conversation out by sharing a little bit more about your personal journey and how it has led to where you are today?
Yeah, I mean, where do I begin? There's so many things, but you know, I would say, similar to you and probably a lot of your listeners, have been on the journey of self, right? Of personal development, of getting to deeper levels of truth, of creating success in your life. And so just like so many of you, I mean, I feel like I've always been on that path, even since I was a very young seeker. But I had, like many women, really driven to succeed, make things happen, chase purpose, chase passion. And I was doing that and loving it. But there was also part of me that felt really burnt out. Mm-hmm. And that felt almost a little bit guilty, right? Because we get so obsessed. Have you ever been like this? So obsessed with our own personal growth journey.
Oh, yeah.
That sometimes the people that are most important to you get the leftovers.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, this is my second marriage. We've been together 7 years. So I learned a lot about relationships and intimacy. Mm-hmm. You know, I became obsessed with that going through my divorce 9 years ago. And I have four kids, oldest being 11, youngest is turning two. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot. And you know, I got to this point where I was really burnt out and I felt really guilty because I wasn't showing up for my family. But we create this, well, I don't know about you, but I created this idea in my head that, but I'm chasing my purpose, but this is what I'm supposed to be doing. So it almost gave me that level of an excuse not to mm-hmm. nurture my family in the way that they wanted. And, you know, it really, and I've always had a healthy relationship with my husband. But I knew that there could be more. Mm-hmm. I knew that there was still some level of mediocrity, right? Because I feel like a lot of people in relationships now, you know, you can figure out how to divide and conquer. You can communicate well, right? You can do all of the things, but what's missing in a lot of long-term relationships is that really like intense, passionate spark. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to create this level of legendary love. And I was looking all around. I'm like, I know there's couples out there that have this. Mm-hmm. I know them on the internet, but I don't know them in person. And so I was searching and searching and searching. And then it hit me. Okay. If I want to be able to find those people, I have to be that person first.
Mm. Yes.
So from there, I really started to dive deep into my own self, into my own relationship, you know, because as we know, trying to coach our partners never works. Trying to tell your partner or fix or change them never works.
Right.
And so I just started to become that for myself. And then the most miraculous thing happened was my husband noticed. And he started to join me on this path. Because the number one thing that women complain about in relationship, whether you're in a relationship or single, well, I think this just goes, you know, for anyone, but why can't my partner just meet me where I'm at? And that's the constant question, and that's the constant work. I mean, I don't think unmade unmotivational quote, I don't think we ever get there, right? It's all, everything's always flowing and changing and moving, but by becoming who I desire to be in relationship, gave up that whole idea of needing to fix or change someone, giving up that whole idea of a relationship is needing, like getting your needs met, and led with the intention of relationships are all about coming home to yourself. And then when you have a partner that can meet you there, that you have a partner that, you know, if you're showing up that I don't need to fix or change you, then they show up that I don't need to fix or change you. And that is where unconditional love is welcomed. So I started first creating this for myself, creating like epic passion and vulnerability and, you know, as a communication expert, teaching him how to communicate without having to teach him how to communicate, you know,
that's interesting,
just through conversations we had. And so that's when it was like, oh, this is my path. And so that's what I do now. I work really more with women to really help them like just love and accept all of themselves, all of their feelings, everything, and then becoming that magnetic muse to whether, you know, bring your relationship closer or invite your ideal partner in.
Right. My gosh, that is so much. I mean, I love like how to be that person first, you know, becoming who you want to be first. And then the really big thing that kind of, you know, caught me is it's like, oh, tell me more. Like teaching somebody how to communicate without actually teaching them how to communicate to you. So can you like unpack that a little bit? Because I think, you know, we all want our partner, we kind of always come with that thing that we want to change our partner, or we want to teach them something so they can, you know, we can communicate better. But how do you teach that without teaching it?
Oh yeah. Okay. Great question. A few things. So if your partner comes to you with something that they say they just want to offload their day, the most important question you can ever ask is, do you want help with this? Or do you just want me to listen?
Yes.
Do you want help with this? Or do you just want me to listen? Most of the time, they just want to be listened to. Especially if you're in relationship with the masculine, like they don't open up very often. So give them space, give them the floor. You might be sitting there saying to yourself, oh, just bite your tongue, just bite your tongue, and allow them the space. And same if you're going to communicate something. First, I think it's always important to ask permission, right? We live in this world where we're just running 24/7. It's just like unreasonable for any human.
Right.
But a lot of times you might have something really heavy to bring. And your partner may not be available to that. So the question would be, hey, I've got something on my heart, or even if it's, we had this situation happen yesterday, or I just really need to offload my day. Are you open to that? If it's a yes, great. If it's a no, honor that, because you don't want to be in that conversation if they're not open. It's just not going to go well.
No, it's not.
And that's especially if you're bringing up conflict, right? Ask permission in advance. And so often from there, it's, you know, the worst thing is, and we all do it, right? It's no fault to us. This is just, none of us have ever been taught to communicate.
Right.
Someone starts talking and sharing their feelings, and we're immediately already trying to like go in and fix it, right?
Yes.
Or give input, or, oh, I know, I can relate to that. Now, a couple of things are happening. If we're always in our mind thinking of how to respond, we're not present in the moment. We're not really listening. The other person isn't going to feel seen or heard or understood. And so, another thing that you can prompt is, okay, I'm just going to go on a bit of a rant. Can you just hold this space? And when I'm done, I'll say I'm complete. That way, it gives you the stage to communicate everything you want to communicate. And then from there, right, you can say, if again, you're just teaching your partner, okay, I just needed you to listen. Or you could say that in the beginning, or I'm open to feedback. Because if we don't, ask permission or tell our partners what we want out of this, they're not going to know. We're just so used to fixing, we're just going to want to fix. So it's our own responsibility to ask how we want them to hold us in that space and vice versa. And when I started doing this with my husband, it just, he naturally started just communicating in that way. Like he would share his feelings and then I'd be like, I feel complete. I'm like, wow, you're using my words, right? And this is how it works, right? Because they're open to it because you're not jamming it down their throat, right? And we're always coming from good intention. But when we look at what it is to love unconditionally, it's not needing to fix or change anything. And sometimes we just want someone to hold that for us.
So, as you're giving those examples, I'm just like, oh my gosh, how many times do we enter in conversations with just want needing to unload, but the other person starts coming in with, those little fix it statements. And then what happens? The conversation gets kind of rough because there's defensiveness that comes up because somebody's trying to fix something, you didn't want to fix it, and there's all this whole miscommunication. And really, what we're not really changing somebody, but we can influence somebody. So when you're talking about your husband just naturally kind of started to use your words in how you were communicating as far as, okay, I just need to unload, and then you unload, and then I'm complete, and then it influenced him to do the same. And how does that just help blossom a relationship versus nitpicking versus trying to fix things? Where do you see people having the most benefit from that?
Yeah, that's a great question. It really comes down to, well, first of all, as humans, all we want to do is be seen, heard, appreciated, understood, respected. And so that gives that the opportunity. And when we're talking about intimacy, building intimacy with another person, whether that's your lover or whether that's, a friend, clients, children, anyone. Intimacy cannot exist without vulnerability. And so we have to be open to opening our heart and going into those cringy places to be vulnerable. Because, I look at, I don't know about you, but I look at my relationship of, I've never regretted having an uncomfortable conversation. Because it always, typically, when done correctly, always brings a level of connection, even if it takes some time, right?
And I see people like kind of shying away from being vulnerable because they're afraid of what might happen. You're saying that's the only way is kind of to open yourself up and be at risk being that vulnerable self, but it does create that deeper connection. And people shy away from it because they want to connect, but yet if they don't open up to being vulnerable, they can't connect.
So the cure to that really is, first of all, I think the reason why people get so uncomfortable around vulnerability is because they're not okay with their own feelings. So first, it's being able to be open and vulnerable with yourself. When feelings come up, allow them to move through your body. Right? When the sadness, when the grief comes up, when the anger, like just let it move through you and be able to sit with that. Knowing that on the other end of all of those feelings that we're not willing to feel is because there's a desire attached to that. And the only way we can get through to that desire is to be in the feelings. And so that's one thing. Definitely, you know, there's a lot of practices that you can do that help, you know, sitting in front of a mirror and just being in the feel, like saying, I feel, and breathing with it. And being there for 10 minutes and just allowing it to come. And another thing is what I do when I work with clients is I believe deeply in role playing within these types of conversations. Why? Because when we have a conversation in our head compared to when we have it with the other person, it is very different. Because typically we're only seeing our side of the story. We're not really taking any self-responsibility. So, you know, it's always, it always goes back to like, how am I responsible in this? Because it's easy to blame, but there's always two to the equation. So yeah, really finding your self-responsibility within that and role-playing it out, because, you know, that way it will help just be able to sit in those feelings again. And if you have someone on the other end that you can trust, that you can be in those, because we don't have the conversations because we don't want to feel that way. That's what's behind it all. When you're okay with feeling that way, the conversations get a lot easier.
Because we kind of avoid those feelings, those uncomfortable, vulnerable feelings. And it's hard to communicate that way. But role playing can kind of bring that out. We can kind of get used to being in those feelings in that moment, but also getting another perspective. And even if it's not the person you're actually wanting to talk to, it's at least being able to see it from somebody else's perspective. Because we know, hopefully, we all kind of have experienced what it's like when we only have the conversation in our own head. And we can go back and forth and we're like, oh, we say this and then this person's going to react this way and then I'm going to say this. And that never happens that way.
Even if you do it by yourself out loud, it is way more helpful. Because what we want to do is just be able to ignite that feel, like the feeling in your body, and like, what's behind it? What's behind the anger? What's behind the resentment? And why it's so important to have these conversations is because when we don't, like, this is what breaks down relationships. It's the resentment. It's not sharing. It's just that blame. And it's, it just creates a wall and a wall and a wall and wall over time. So then when you try to connect with your partner, a lot of times you can't because there's so much in the way already. And it's not until you start kind of chipping away at that. And I'm not saying like you have to talk about everything. That's not it at all. That is like complete opposite. Because when I tell people that I do relationship and intimacy coaching, they're like, I remember being at a party with my husband and I was telling one of the guys there, he's like, oh, don't tell my wife. And I'm like, that is not what I do. Like, I do not, this is not therapy. You don't go and like talk about all your feelings. No, not at all. This is a self journey of, can you be the ideal lover that you would want to have? Can you take responsibility? Can you go first? Can you have those conversations? You know, can you just, like dive into all the cringy parts to come up in truth? Because, you know, a lot of times we react because we're not reacting from our current selves. So we're reacting from, you know, like our inner child. Right. Who was neglected at points, or those parts of us in that were in relationships where we dealt with a lot of trauma. And it's when you can redefine those relationships, because what's happening is we're expecting our partner to take care of our, our childhood shit.
Right.
And you can't, that, like, I don't want my husband to take care of my little girl.
Yeah.
I need to take care of that.
Yeah.
Because that's why we react and we respond all of these ways, is because it's not even us. Like, it's like you're putting on glasses over glasses over glasses and wondering why you can't see clearly. And
Yeah.
that's where we tend to react from. So that's why so much of the relationship journey is going into self and then inspiring your partner. Because what I hear most people say is, it goes back to, I just wish my partner would meet me where I'm at. If you wait for them to meet you, you will be waiting forever. And that's on you, right?
You
And
gotta
that's on
own
you.
yourself. You know, you're
Yeah.
taking personal responsibility for all of your baggage that you're bringing into the relationship and how that is affecting the relationship. I think this ties in. I know in, the bio, you said something about body-focused healing. How does that, interplay with this communication and the self-responsibility? Can you elaborate a little bit more? Because I feel like this ties into, this healing your body to make
Yeah.
this impact on your relationships.
Yeah, so like I said, we don't do all this talking and all this, like, you could talk forever, but it's what people say and what they actually mean a lot of the times is very incongruent, right? Or we end up self-sabotaging ourselves a lot because it's, I thought I was over that, right? Like, you have this belief that you can show up a certain way or that you're over this trauma that you experienced. Now, maybe on an intellectual level, you might be, but your body hasn't, unless you can actually clear it out through the body. Because trauma doesn't live in your head, it lives in physical parts of your body. And so when we d work directly with the body to release it, that's when you can like create space and become fully embodied in that belief rather than, blaming yourself over and over again for not getting over that thing. And our body is always communicating with us.
Oh yeah.
Our body has this innate wisdom and intuition. And we're taught in this society of production just to beat our body in submission. And so we're not listening to our body until, you end up in hospital or you break your foot or you get sick or have a disease. And why those things happen is because it's stagnant and stuck energy in your body. So, as much work, like mindset work is great because that is a place to start. But what happens is we do that work, we become really aware, and then we self-sabotage ourselves because, like, oh, I said I was doing the thing and I'm not doing the thing. When really, we can't create that level of lasting change because we have to go through the body in order to release it out. And that's why it's so vital to use all your feelings and your emotions, not as enemies, but your allies. Because when we look at something like grief, well, grief is just unalchemized love, right? When we look at something like rage or anger, it looks on the surface like we're fighting against something, but underneath that, we're fighting for something. So when we look at everything, everything is actually love. It's just unalchemized. And when we get into the body and allow the to use your body as your GPS, it's always going to gear you in the right direction. And it's always going to come, like, all the things that are ready to be healed are going to come up to the surface. And a lot, yes, they probably will be painful a lot of the times, but they were painful coming in, and sometimes they're painful coming out. But on the other side of that is like just pure liberation.
And because what comes to mind for me is this total disconnect between our mind and our body. And you said, oh, we're just kind of beating our body down into submission. We're just trying to like ignore the feelings. We're trying to ignore the things that have happened, our experiences. But there's so much knowledge. There's so much there that usually the underneath all of that, like you said, is love. We just want to be loved. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. Our body does this, wants the same thing. It wants to be
Yeah.
seen and heard. And we stuff things down and we try to ignore them. But it always comes out in a physical form. So whether it's illness, whether we get hurt, trauma, I mean, I've worked with clients, but I've been a health provider for more than 2 decades, and I see it. It's just like, well, why does something like this? I have this physical thing, I can't figure it out. I didn't, and dig underneath. It's that stuck, those stuck feelings. And when you kind of focus in on those and be okay with looking at them and trying to, uncover them, like you're talking about, is really getting down to the root cause. How freeing is that? So we have to connect with our body in
Yeah.
order to really be free. And when we do that, we're free to love unconditionally ourselves and others.
Yeah. So a way to do that, just to give,
Yeah.
a tangible thing is, I like to set up a ritual space. So that can look like anything, but just a safe space, a comfy place. Set some intentions, light a candle, and just allow a space to feel. Right? Everything that you've been holding on to, just allow yourself to feel it within that space. And feel it until it just moves through you, or feel it until you can find happiness again. But just giving yourself that permission, that space to feel it. And this is also something that every time I'm going to have an uncomfortable conversation, I will do first. Because it's unfair to the other person for you to show up when you're carrying all of this baggage. Right? Like the example would be what I've recently uncovered to myself, that I have this really deep betrayal wound and just have dealt with a lot of betrayal in my life. And sometimes I show up from that part of myself that just becomes dramatic and creates a bunch of chaos because I'm so afraid of being betrayed and where I haven't taken risks in my life or opened my heart because of that fear. And that's what gets deeply rooted. So the more that we go into our body and allow it to release, take a drive in your car and just say no over and over again and just allow yourself to feel it, because we're carrying around so many no's right now. And I think an important piece too is what we learn in a lot of mindset work, right, is we're trying to dissect it all and make sense to everything. We don't have to know. You will drive yourself absolutely crazy trying to make sense to every little thing that happened to you in your whole entire life. Just allow it to come up and come out because it wants to. And so if you just create that ritual space and just, I work with a lot of women around this. Like, just know, we have so many no's. All of the times that we said yes when we wanted to say no, right? All the times we heard no, all the time, like the times we said no to our own body, our own selves. And so when we allow ourselves just to unleash that part of ourselves and embody it, you say no enough times, your no will become a yes. And when our no becomes a yes, that is when we can show up in our relationships with an open heart. Because the reason why we are so afraid of vulnerability, we're all closed, we're all carrying this armor, is because we're protecting our heart. And it's our own, it's no one else can open your heart for you. Nobody. That's the work.
We built this wall around our heart so that it doesn't get hurt. But what we really want is to give it away and for somebody to hang on to it and cherish it and love it just as much as we do. So we do need to say all those no's. We need to get all the no's out so that we know they're all out. And what we really want is love, because underneath everything is love. That betrayal is just love. We want to be loved, but we also don't want to be hurt. So then we capture that first. But if we get rid of those things, we can allow that love to come out.
And it's a lifelong journey to
Oh,
walk this path.
it's not a
Lifelong.
straight line, is it? It goes, we can take two steps forward, four steps back. You know, we're
There's
in that dance.
days where I teach this shit, right? And there's still days where I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yep.
But that's the human experience, right?
We're all walking this together. Some of us
And
might be a couple steps ahead.
yeah.
And but sometimes when we're teaching it to others, do you find this? That's exactly what we needed that day for
Always,
ourselves.
always.
Like I would always be like, oh, that's really great advice. I need to take it myself. I need to do
Totally.
that.
I think another point is that I think gets really missed a lot is the feeling of safety. The reason why we don't have the conversations, the reason why we don't, go after our goals or whatever it is because we don't feel emotionally safe. And this happens a lot in a relationship with, the masculine and the feminine, because usually women right now feel so emotionally unsafe that there's this huge need to control everything, this huge need to fix everything, this huge need that I don't need any help. And it's because, we've just been conditioned in this survival mode of like, I have to do everything. And when we can come back to safety, and safety is an inside job because the world is never going to be safe on the outside, but we can learn to feel safe on our insides. And when you can learn to feel safe and know that you're always being guided in the right direction, and especially when you're able to surrender into that. Because we only have this like very small window of what we think our life should be, when it always ends up so much better when we get out of the way. So the work is really getting into yourself, getting into your body, and really learning to feel safe within yourself. Feel safe that, oh, if I have that conversation, no matter what happens, it's good for all. And what if I could just be open to receiving instead of thinking that I have to do everything myself? Because that's also the dynamic in relationship where, as women, we're meant to receive more. Where men actually really desire to serve and to give to you. But what's happening just in this current time is the opposite. And we're just so far from our core essences, from every gender, that it's getting back to safety and getting back to allowing yourself to open and be available for love. And, that's a question that I ask myself all the time. I give to my clients. I invite you to consider the idea of asking this yourself all the time. But am I available to love right now? Am I available to love? If someone offers to help me, am I going to receive it? If someone buys me lunch, am I going to let them? Because we all talk about like wanting more money, more clients, more this, more that. How willing are you to receive? Because abundance comes in all dimensions.
I think the simplest form of that is that we tend not to receive compliments well. and somebody gives you a comp, I think, and maybe I'm stereotyping women on this. I mean, I've done this enough times too. Somebody gives me a compliment and immediately I want to discount it.
Yeah, it is a woman's conditioning because back in the day, women were only good if they were marriageable, meaning they were agreeable and inexpensive. So women would be marriageable so that they could marry a man that could protect and provide for them. And in return, she would give him her entire life force, like give him her body, children, cook for him, care for him, clean, like everything. She would literally suck her soul out to be protected and provided for. Now that is in our lineage, and we've inherited that through our ancestors. It wasn't until 1976 where women couldn't get a credit card without their husband signing for them. And so that is where that comes from. So it's a global conditioning. And the reason why I mention that is because we blame ourselves. Like, why can't I just take a compliment? What's wrong with me? It is not a you problem. It is a sisterhood problem where we need to solve together in community. But my response now to when someone gives me a compliment, because what happens is someone gives you a compliment and you immediately put your attention back on them, right? So you're like, thank you. Or this is an old top. Like, oh, I've got bags under my eyes today, And so the work is, and this, I'm like, it's such a great example to bring up. Is when someone gives you a compliment, take a breath, breathe it in, and then say thank you. Because when we actually physically breathe it in, it tells our nervous system that it's safe to take that. And it actually helps recondition our nervous system just by taking a breath. And then when you get really good at it, you can be like, you take your breath and you're like, thank you. It's true. And then it gets in another deep a level deeper. And so this is how we recondition ourselves to be even more available to love.
Because you're reconditioning your body. You know, that's that lineaging, that history of how we were as women before is still inside our body. We carry that with us, but by being able to receive more, we can open ourselves up to more love and to more giving out of trueness of our heart, not out of past history. You know, is it is our true self. But that's awesome. Just like how many times can we just breathe in that compliment and let it filtrate through all of our cells and be able to shine out like, and yeah, and just, I mean, like you were just now, if people could see it, you know, just smile. It's like, oh, thank you. And truly, truly believe that for yourself. Because a compliment is awesome because somebody else is seeing the goodness in us and seeing that light.
It's a gift, right?
Yes, it is a gift.
And when you look at it that way, it's would you if someone gave you a gift, would you rip it up and throw it in their face? Because that's what we do.
We would think that would be totally rude,
Yeah.
right? If you give somebody a gift and they're like, oh God, I already have like 10 of those. Like, oh, thanks.
But these things, especially for women, they happen so quickly that we don't even notice them. And because we internalize and then we just blame ourselves. And that's why I work with women on this, because we go a lot into the conditioning, because so much of it is on a global level. And I think in a lot of spaces that are very masculine driven, Peggy, how many programs have you been in that you're like, you haven't finished and you're like, what's wrong with me? Right? And isn't part of it like maybe my intuition was like, this is not the thing, right? Or maybe because I run on a 28-day cycle, not a 24-hour cycle, I'm not going to do things exactly in this way. I'm going to go rogue because that's what my intuition tells me.
But that's
And so I
connecting
think
with our
it's,
body.
yeah. It's like, everyone says do things in a masculine way. Like the feminine, We're so much more creative and innovative, and we literally birth and create humans. And whether you do or not, like our body naturally knows how to create and do it in a way better way, because we don't just see like the masculine, the depth perception. We see peripheral, we see all around us, we hear everything. And that's why I think I'm such a believer, and everything that I do and teach is rooted with, can I come back to love and compassion for myself? And all the parts of myself that I was told to hate, can I come back to love and compassion? Because the way that we take a woman's power away is to teach her how to hate herself. And the only way that we can uncondition that hate for ourselves is to bask in that love and compassion, and not be have this idea that we're a fixer-upper project all of the time.
We need to embrace ourselves, so we embrace our love.
Yeah, like that totally cliche, but true saying, love is the answer.
Yeah, it is. It is. Oh my gosh, Bailey, we could go on for hours
Totally.
about this because we need this.
Yeah.
Everyone needs it. Everyone needs more love and to be able to open ourselves up to love. But how can listeners find out more about you and how your coaching programs?
Yeah, so the best way to reach me, right, is I would say Instagram. So at Bailey Korzak, I post a lot of content around this. I do a lot of videos. I'm always launching things. If you have questions, like ask me a question. I teach intimate relationships. I create intimate relationships with people around me, because, the best way to teach someone how to have this type of relationship is to create it. So, hit me up on Instagram. And also, because I was literally just came off another podcast record guest interview before this, and she coaxed out of me that, because I told her I'm launching my own podcast, so it'll be sometime in April. I don't even have a date yet, but it's going to be called Legendary Lover. And it's all about becoming your most legendary lover, then to invite that in, right? Because really, it's all about feeling more, loving more, and fucking more, right? Because that's what we all desire, right? And so it'll be on all things love, sex, relationships, and what it's like to navigate all of this as a woman. And I mean, like, men can learn from this too if they want, right?
Maybe
Because
they can learn a little bit more about women on that. So,
exactly, right? Like, I have so many friends and colleagues that are men that come, like, they just learn so much of from what I put out there, because nobody's taught this stuff.
No,
And
we're
that's why
not.
everyone's kind of afraid of it, because, oh, I don't want to feel like there's something wrong with me. And so that's why I decided to launch this podcast, because I really want it to be available to people, for people to dip their toes in, or because it's so triggering for people, because it brings up their own wounding. So I want to just create a safe space where just people can listen to in their car. They don't have to talk about it, because some people might be into it and some people might be like, this makes me want to vomit a little bit, but I want to hear it at the same time. So
No. Well, I'll put how people can get a hold of you in the show notes, and I'll put, hey, coming soon, Legendary Lover podcast. And when you get that out, I'll switch that up in my show notes. So they'll be great. It'll be great for everybody to listen to. So as we wrap up today, is there a thought or a quote or something that you would like to leave the listeners with?
In this lifetime, whatever path we choose, if we choose just to live the path that we're on, in just normal, mediocre love, you're going to experience heartbreak and pain and sadness and love and happiness and bliss. Just as if you walk the path of legendary love, you're going to experience heartbreak and pain and sadness and happiness and bliss. Which path do you choose? Which path do you choose? And are you willing to be open to love, to receive the love that you desire?
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bailey, for being a guest on my show today and checking out coming soon, Legendary Lover Podcast, or check out Bailey Korzak on Instagram. So thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Bailey.
Thank you.
Have a great week. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.